Foreword. Gabrielle Bernstein is both a teacher and a storyteller, looking to the truth she's found in her own everyday experiences to mine the gold that is her gift to others. She realized years ago, as I once did myself, that if there were a force that could turn her messy life around, then she'd be compelled to share her story. Spirit Junkie teaches clearly and entertainingly how to apply spiritual principles to practical concerns by demonstrating how Gabrielle has done so herself, from love to career to other issues involved in simply being alive in these times. You can see her trip, fall, and come right back up. Then you'll see her get to the point where she doesn't even fall anymore, and ultimately you realize that you've learned so much from her that you think you can get there too. A miracle for her has become a miracle for you. Gabrielle has reminded me of our first encounter. Years ago, having stood in line to speak to me after one of my lectures, she asked how I would apply the principles of A Course in Miracles to people her age. To that I responded, read and study the Course. Then, ask God how you should share it with your generation. I figured that that was her job. I was right, and she has done it well. This book is the story of Gabrielle's personal journey, but it is a story that instructs us all. Her sincerity, her willingness, and her true humility before the teaching of A Course in Miracles give her the requisite power of a genuine teacher. May her teaching grow, flourish, and deepen with the years. She has clearly been assigned a most beautiful task, helping legions of people move beyond their psychological and emotional darkness to a spiritual light that she herself has seen. With Spirit Junkie, she continues her work. Thereby, may she and all her listeners be blessed. Marianne Williamson.
Introduction. The journey that we undertake together is the exchange of dark for light, of ignorance for understanding. Nothing you understand is fearful. It is only in darkness and in ignorance that you perceive the frightening and shrink away from it to further darkness. And yet it is only the hidden that can terrify, not for what it is, but for its hiddenness. A Course in Miracles. For more than 20 years, I kept a journal. In it, I wrote about heartbreak, anxiety, and eating disorders. I wrote about trying to quit drugs while high on drugs. Pages and pages are filled with self-loathing, self-doubt, and a running calorie count. I wrote the same romantic mini-drama with dozens of different names attached. My journal entries were my only outlets from the turmoil and deep-rooted pain I lived with every hour of every day. Through writing, I'd release my fears onto the page and get honest about my sadness as I scribbled over my tears. Today, my journal entries are much different. They reflect an empowered woman who is happy and bleeds authenticity. Instead of dwelling on my diet or obsessing over romance, I use my journal to honor myself. The words on the page are tinged with pride and compassion. I've overcome my addictions to love, drugs, food, work, fear, you name it. And I've recovered. I've worked hard, and man, was it worth it. Today, each of my journal entries shows a deep desire to continue growing from the inside out. My primary guide on my journey to self-love has been the metaphysical text, A Course in Miracles. The course is a self-study curriculum emphasizing practical applications for relinquishing fear in all areas of life. The course's unique thought system uses forgiveness as the road to inner peace, and as a guide to happiness. I was first introduced to the principles of the course through the spiritual teacher Marianne Williamson, known throughout the world for her best-selling books and her international speaking circuit. Marianne is the leading teacher of A Course in Miracles and a straight-up spiritual rock star. The course's lessons have taught me to view my life and how I experienced it in a totally new way. I've learned that much of what I feared in my life was not frightening at all, or in many instances, even real. I've learned that fear is simply an illusion based on past experiences that we project into the present and onto the future. For instance, I came to realize that my experience of being dumped by my